Hey y'all, my name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from alcoholism, insecurity, and this past week, I would say a critical spirit. Hey everybody. So the other thing that I'm recovering from this past week is a broken car. And when I say broken car, the car that I drive is 21 years old. It's got 257,000 miles, and Laura and I are driving on the highway, and all of a sudden, the RPMs are like at 5,000. But we're only going 60. It's like, rah! And she looks over like, is it okay? And I'm like, no, pray. And we're like 50 miles outside of Dallas from home. And so we just prayed the whole way home as this car is almost redlining. So I drop it off the mechanic and they check it out and he calls. And I mean, the car itself is worth like maybe $1,500 on a good day. He calls and he's like, hey, so the knock sensors are bad, the fan belt needs replacing, the tensioner might be okay, we don't know yet until we get in there. You probably need new injectors and wires, and all of that totals over 1,000. He's like, but what was really wrong is your transmission shot. And I'm like, wait, what's that? Like, I can't, what'd you say? He's like, transmission shot. I'm like, I thought that's what you said. Because the transmission's probably $3,000, maybe just like parts and labor. So I can't do that. And I was like, all right, okay. Because like every engine light is on. Like my dash at this point is like check engine, some acronym, I have no idea what it stands for. It's like VGS or something. And a third one, I'm like, I don't even know what these are. I'm not looking at the manual. Like it's just like screaming at me because this car has been mistreated over the years. And so I was like, okay, look, I'm not gonna do any work to it. He's like, yeah, I think it's that time. And at this point in time, I just have a glorified paperweight. Like it's a big, worthless, it's destroyed. It's literally just needs to get taken to the dump or the salvage yard and like parted out because it was so beyond repair. I share that because I think it's exactly what we do with relationships. In relationships that we have with people, even with God, some lights can start popping up on the dash like, man, this is really frustrating, or you just really hurt me. And rather than repairing it, I think we're like, you know what? You come at me, I'll rage at you. Or you come at me with that and I'll just act like you're dead. I'll go passive aggressive on you out of my anger. I'll just treat you terrible. And we give the same, like, I was like, my car, it's done, it's over, it's destroyed, and we do the same thing in our relationships. And so here's a little acronym that I think may be helpful, is that we're mistreated, firstly. Like, there's something that happens, there's a trigger point that happens to us from another person, maybe an entity, maybe an organization, maybe a church. We're mistreated, and the result is anger. We're angry. And then where we go, and our natural reflective response is destruction. We're like, you're gonna hurt me? I'll hurt you. Like, I don't want any part of that. We're mad, mistreated, angry, and it results in destruction. Like, okay, then we just won't have this relationship. I'll do away with it. I'll fade to black, I'll ghost you, I'll come at you, whatever it is. But because I'm mad, this relationship will be destroyed. And God's word doesn't leave us there. We're talking about anger tonight in this series of struggles because we all experience it and God has an answer for us. And so there's tons, like if you just do a Google search on anger Bible verses, there's a litany. Like God knows it's a natural experience in life. And so he's given us instruction. So I can't cover them all, but here's one because I think it's incredibly helpful. James 1:19, know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man, not the anger of God, the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. You see, like with my car, these lights come on, because the car has been mistreated, neglected. Like, I don't take it into the shop. It's got 257,000 miles. I wish I would have now, but I don't. And so the lights come on representing anger, like the car's reacting to me. And so I'm just like, well, we'll just destroy it. The anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. The anger of man produces destruction. Like all the examples I gave, like when you're hurt, what we do in response, that produces destruction in that relationship. It destroys it. But what if we took God's alternative? Because in the Proverbs it says, he who gives full vent to his anger is a fool. But whoever overlooks an offense, it's to God's glory. And so there's different ways to navigate it. You can show a person their sin without coming at them. Just like say, hey, what you did hurt me. I've been forgiven, I forgive you. There's different ways to navigate that anger that doesn't have to result in destruction. And so here's the same acronym, when you're mad, but it's different. So you're mistreated. It starts the same. You're mistreated on one side that leads to destruction, and now you're mistreated, same thing. It causes you to be angry. God says, be angry and do not sin. He knows you're going to be angry. Of course you're angry. You were mistreated with whatever happened. But rather than destruction, what if, and it's on the screen, it was met with de-escalation? Because that's what God does. Like when we sin against him, he doesn't ramp up like, oh, really? That's how you want to play? Okay, I'm in. I'm in for it. I'm omnipotent. I'm all powerful. Like, it's on. Instead, he's like, he meets us with mercy. He meets us with grace. He meets us with truth as the Spirit convicts us of our sin. He de-escalates rather than destruction. There's de-escalation. And so that's what we're to be about. Whereas in our flesh we want destruction, God is after unification. The Creator wants us to be reconcilers, that we would come back together rather than be destroyed. So get this, my car, it's crazy. Because I had immediately got on Craigslist and then I see what's going on in the used car market and I'm like, okay, we can't go that route. Maybe I'll just stay off the highway and try to not make it into that gear. And then I only live like 4 miles from here anyway with work. But I get on YouTube and I start looking for hacks. And I'm putting in like engine light, VGS, or whatever the light was. And I'm like, no way. No way. All it required is I take out my glove box, like remove it. And then there's the computer of the car right below the glove box. There's three prongs at the bottom. Not three prongs, three plugs with like 100 wires. I pull them out. I get the bottom one. There's a clear wire and a black wire. The black wire is going to a bad sensor that's saying the engine and transmission has gone bad. You cut the black wire and you splice it into the clear wire because that side on the sensor, the knock sensor of the engine, is good. It's sending a good signal saying, no, everything's fine. This one's saying everything's bad. I splice it in. The check engine light goes off. The VGS light goes off. I drive it on the highway. I'm going 85 just to test it, and the thing is smooth as can be. Everything's fine. It didn't need to be sent to the scrapyard. It literally just needed to reroute a signal. It was a bad sensor. The sensor was indicating it's shot. Engine's bad. Transmission's bad. Send it for junk metal. I switched the signal to a good sensor, and all of a sudden, the car's like, oh, actually, we're good. This is what God tells us. The engine light of anger comes on, like, I can't believe I've been treated this way. There's destruction or there's de-escalation. If we can, in that moment, cut that wire of man's anger that does not lead to God's righteousness and tap it into God's sensor that's like, man, what if it was met with truth and love? And mercy and patience and grace and overlook the offense and to confront and say, hey, this is sin, but I want you to know I've been forgiven, I forgive you. And we tap into his good sensor, then that relationship doesn't have to be scrapped. And the relationship can be unified through your de-escalation. When you are mad, mistreated, angry, de-escalation, and you're gonna preserve that relationship in your anger. We've all got it. It just depends on the end, destruction or de-escalation. And I want you to know something too. I'm not up here because I've got this all figured out. I know God's word. I've been sober from alcohol for 16 years, almost 17, 46. I don't know that I've been sober from anger at my children for 6 days. And so I need what I'm sharing with you. I need this verse. I need this daily reminder with my anger. And so let's walk it out together. Now, you're also going to get to hear tonight from a dear friend of mine. And this guy has been changed by the Lord. He has yielded to God. He is wise. And I'm so thankful that you now get to hear from Lawrence. Let's give him a round of applause. Welcome to the stage.